Every podcast topic is crafted and led with the thought of you in mind. And just like this podcast, I also have a published book. It's called Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman. You know, pearls are so precious you would want to protect them. But the same cannot be said about these pearls of wisdom that I've gained along the way. In my book, I've covered all the bases for living a life free from sexual compromise. I want you to have these pearls and I want you to pass them on to others around you. If this 30-second plug has captured your attention at all, you need to get the book Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, written by me, your host, Berthina Jackson. Head to Amazon.com to get your copy.
Ladies, your natural instinct is to worry. You worry about your children, your health, your relationship, and everything else under the sun. It's a classic case of worry wart syndrome. If you tend to worry needlessly, you are not alone. Welcome to the She Strives With Faith podcast with Berthina Jackson. Berthina is a two-time divorcee, single mother, and war veteran who suffered from anxiety, but learned to let go and let God. Berthina will share captivating and down-to-earth conversations on how to strive by faith. Here's your host, Berthina Jackson.
Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome back to the She Strives With Faith podcast. I hope you're having a phenomenal day. Listen, spring is here and I'm happy about that, but I am waiting for the summer because I love me some warm weather. I'm ready to put on my shorts, my tank top, and some sandals with my toes all done up. I'm ready. I hope you're ready too. But anyway, let me go ahead and jump into this podcast. So in a previous podcast, I touched on how women are like incubators. Now, let's dive into something really interesting. The idea of the womb of emotions. But before we get into that, I want to stress that this whole incubator thing, it's a double-edged sword. It can be both a blessing and a curse, depending on what women absorb emotionally, psychologically, or spiritually. You see, women are naturally tuned into the vibes around them. They soak up the attitudes and actions of those they're surrounded by. And here's the kicker. They process it all in a way that can be pretty mysterious to men who often see things in more black and white. So here's the thing. Sometimes men can end up showing controlling or hostile behavior towards the women in their lives for a long time. It's like this emotional wound starts brewing inside the woman and is filled with all this bitterness. It's like she's pregnant with resentment, you know? And then one day she just hits that breaking point. It's like she's full term with all the emotional pain that's been building up inside of her. You might have been silently carrying this bitterness from the man for years, but when she finally snaps and confronts him, he's often caught off guard, like totally surprised. She's like, "That's it. I've had enough. I want you out." And the guy is absolutely dumbfounded. He's like, "What's going on? I've been doing the same thing for the past decade." Listen, that's the problem, my brother. What you have been doing that you thought was good was counterproductive. Hey, to all the guys tuning in, listen up. I'm not trying to drag you in the dirt, but as a woman, it's like this baby of emotions is ready to pop. You know, she's been lugging around all this baggage for who knows how long. And when that resentment finally boils over, she's done. She's had enough. It's like, time to hit the road, buddy. Time for you to go. So here's the deal. Watch your words around women. Seriously. You know, the Bible talks about the power of the tongue, and it's no joke. Words have serious impact. And hey, ladies, this goes for us too. let's all be mindful of the power our words hold. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've been fed up before. When I finally told my then husband I wanted out, it was like a floodgate opening. 12 years of dealing with his cheating and lying, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I decided I deserved better than a relationship built on lies and infidelity. And you know what? He couldn't believe it. He never thought I'd have the guts to walk away from our marriage. But you know, sometimes you gotta do what's best for you, even if it catches everyone by surprise. Here's a different scenario to consider. Imagine a man tells his wife during a heated argument, "I wish I had never married you." When she hears this, she becomes angry, but she internalizes her emotions. Despite the man saying many words during the argument, that single sentence lodges itself deeply into her heart, much like a single sperm fertilizing an egg. And what does she do with it? She incubates it. Fast forward 9 years, and he tells her, "Honey, you're the sweetest thing I ever married." Her response, "You didn't think so 9 years ago." The woman still carries the emotional burden. Men typically handle the immediate issue and then they move on, forgetting about it. And when questioned about past incidents, they often respond with confusion. Yet women remember the details vividly, storing them in their emotional womb. You know, it's interesting how men and women handle insults differently. If you tell a guy he's ugly, he might fire back with the same insult, but chances are he'll brush it off pretty quickly. It's like water off a duck's back. That's how it is for them, you know. But now, if you say the same thing to a woman, it's a whole different story. She takes it as an insult. It could stick with her for ages. It's like it burrows into her brain and sets up camp, rent-free. She might replay it over and over again, even if it was just a passing comment. You know, it's really wild how words can affect us in such different ways, isn't it? Now, let me turn my attention to men, specifically single men tuning into this podcast. I urge you single men to be mindful of your words when engaging in conversation with single women. Did you know that a simple compliment such as, "Hello, you look lovely today, and I appreciate and love you," can have a profound and lasting effect on women? I want to address all the men who are listening. When you express love to a woman, she trusts your words. If later you dismiss it as a joke when she reminds you of your declaration, be prepared for the consequences because you're about to witness the emergence of an emotional outburst. Listen, even if you meant it playfully, she took it seriously. You've just tampered with her feelings. Your retracting of those words planted seeds of doubt in her emotional womb, and with every deceitful word, those seeds grew. Eventually, her emotional distress reaches a breaking point, compelling her to speak out to safeguard her mental and emotional well-being. In other words, she's fed up with the shenanigans. Do you remember that song by Diana Ross called "I Will Survive"? Well, one of the verses says, "Go on now, you're not welcome here anymore." In other words, deuces, go kick rocks. It's over between you and me. So I want to say, I'm not coming down on the men. I do believe that men definitely need to watch their words. Ladies, we incubate the words of a man. Men have to guard what they say to us. Ladies, I encourage, let the man in your life know you are an incubator. Educate them. Explain to them what the term incubator means. Because the way I see it, if a man knows that a woman is an incubator, then he will be careful about the words that comes out of his mouth. And check this out. I love giving scenarios because it gives a better understanding of the situation. So here's another scenario. Suppose a husband tells his wife or a boyfriend tells his girlfriend he notices she's put on a few pounds. To him, it's just a casual statement, but it becomes something that a woman incubates. All of a sudden, he sees her getting up early and jogging when she never jogged before, and he wonders, what brought this on? It is because she has conceived his comment. Each time he brings it up, she feels increasing pressure to lose weight, leading her to become more insecure. She starts to believe that he is looking at other women and comparing her to them. And these feelings continue to accumulate internally until one day she hears him say something nice about another woman. Uh-oh, he better get ready because here comes the emotional outburst. She is about to release all that pent-up emotion that she had been carrying around. Like I said before, it's like carrying a baby and she's about to deliver. Now, this principle doesn't only apply to relationships between husbands and wives or even just to men, but to women in general. Women, we have to be careful about what we say to each other as well. For instance, a woman might casually comment to her friend, "Girl, your hair looks a little different today," without any intention of being sarcastic or critical. But that's not the end of it. The friend takes that statement home, incubates it, builds it up, and develops it. A couple of weeks later, the friend gives the woman a piece of her mind. What? Oh my goodness. Wow. That's what happens when she incubates and it festers and it grows. So we have to be mindful of what we say to one another. A woman doesn't easily forget. As Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15 says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb?" Essentially, what this means is that a man might forget he had a son, but a woman can be 90 years old and still say about her 70-year-old son, "That's my baby. She carried him, gave birth to him, and in a sense, she's still nurturing him. She still thinks of ways to help him and worries about him." We're incubators. Let's keep moving. Dr. Miles Monroe observed that many women worn down by life's challenges and hurtful comments often hesitate to embrace their nurturing gifts. They may doubt their worth and feel they have nothing to offer. So if you find yourself in this situation, know that God desires to liberate you to fully develop the talents he has bestowed upon you. Ask God to mend your heart and dispel any false beliefs about yourself that you've internalized, enabling you to fulfill the marvelous purpose for which he created you for. If you've knowingly or unknowingly wounded someone's self-esteem or hindered their potential through your words or actions, seek God's forgiveness. Strive for reconciliation and pray for God's empowerment for that person to realize their true potential. Maybe you're a woman waiting for your husband to make more money or for circumstances to change before you fully invest your creativity and life-giving abilities into your family, home, or other endeavors. If so, follow Jesus' example when he multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Start with what you have and ask God to help you create something wonderful that will bless yourself and others. Well, my beautiful sisters, it's time to wrap up this podcast. I want you to consider this question for personal reflection. What are the consequences when you accept into your being that which is detrimental to your well-being or what you believe to be emotionally harmful? Also, remember these important points. Women have a natural gift to bring life, and their caring nature can really help others. The people in our lives should recognize and value all the ways women contribute, including being mothers. We should support each other in the roles and purposes that God made for us. And that's it, lovely sister friends. Thank you so much for joining She Strives with Faith. Until next time, continue being the courageous, bold, fearful, purposeful, and powerful woman that God made you to be. God bless you. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the She Strives with Faith podcast. To hear more about how you can tap into the power of striving with faith, join her next week. If you found value in the episode, give her a rating or tell a friend about the show. Follow Berthina on Facebook and Instagram for a more personal chat. Until next time, strive to keep faith alive.
Thank you so much for listening. It was really great spending time with you. Once again, I'm Berthina Jackson, author of Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, purchasable at Amazon.com. Feel free to reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, Berthina.